Yo, my God, this is the Black Rich Club Podcast, a show dedicated to pushing the black community and culture forward one combo at a time. You have life's permission to be black and rich in all aspects of your life. And now, your beautiful host, Franny Crooks.
Hey guys, welcome to the Black Rich Club Podcast. I'm your host, Franny Crooks, and this is 5 Minutes with Franny. And you guys, I'm just going to get right into it and just express my disappointment once again with the media. So this actually happened today. I'm recording today. What's today's date? Today is July 23rd, 2022. Definitely not 2020, thank God. And I saw 50 Cent have a post that said North Carolina Police Department, entire North Carolina Police Department resigned after new town manager is hired. And before I even read his caption, I already knew that new town manager had to be black. And I'm so annoyed because I really wanted to be wrong. I really, really wanted to be wrong because I'm like, how, why, what, when, where would a whole police department resign? How is that even an option, right? Like, if people at a warehouse, right, because I used to work at Costco, if everybody decided to quit or not come to work, there was like repercussions, right? So how is that not so for a whole police department that is supposed to serve and protect a community that everybody can resign at once? But anyway, so I go and I do my due diligence and I look it up. And of course, it just says same thing. Entire North Carolina Police Department resigns after new town manager is hired. But it's like the media plays games because let's be for real. The new town manager, what is her name? Her name is Justine Jones. Justine Jones is a black woman, not even a black man, a black woman that these officers decided they didn't want to work under. So everybody is up in arms to work under this black woman. I don't even think they ever had a black woman as their town manager ever. And they're like, oh, they're stressed. It's too much stress. Oh, they're just looking out for their health and their well-being. And it's like the media gets on my nerves because let's change it. Let's change the title and put entire North Carolina Police Department resigns after being told they have to work under a black woman. Let's keep the narrative funky. Let's keep it real. And it just bothers me that it's 2022 and black women are still looked upon as not equal to. Like, what's the problem? You can't work under a black woman. You can't take orders from a black woman. You so up in arms to take orders from a black woman. It's weird to me. It's disappointing to me. It makes me aggravated. It makes me sad. And this is why I do these podcasts, because it's just like black people, just being black has been used against us our entire lives. Like, we don't have to do anything but be black. And it's so sad. It's just so sad. Like, being a black person, we're just always at the bottom of the totem pole. Like, we're always looked at as the people, the culture, the community that should be at the bottom. But we coming up, baby. So go ahead and resign. Go ahead and resign. I feel sorry for that town. Hopefully everybody stays safe. But it's just like, let's get some real people in here. Let's get some real people in this department that don't care that a black woman is in charge, who's not all up in arms because it's a black woman. Like, we're smart. We can control things too. We have a brain too. it's just disheartening. So that's my 5 minutes. It might seem more like a rant than a podcast. Maybe I'll title it Rant. But it's just so upsetting and annoying at this point. So Black women, keep doing what you gotta do. Keep climbing that ladder, corporate ladder. Keep becoming these millionaires, billionaires. Keep your foot on those necks. Just keep doing it. And I'm out. This is Franny. This is the Black Witch Club podcast. If you have any comments, reviews, leave it. Subscribe. And I thank you guys so much for tuning in.